Duncan ain't just Get Prepared. This is your career engineer, and we hope that you enjoy this audio from TCENow.com. Hey everyone, don't get anxious, get prepared, your career engineer here. And today, First Mondays is our dose of our career guidance for you for this month. We're going to get into some DOL reports, we're going to say what the numbers are doing, and most importantly, we're going to give you some tips and some TCE tools on how you can bloom this month in your career. So listen, and your business, and even your life. So here's the deal. Get ready, get your low-tech pen and paper, if that's how you roll, or your high-tech device. We're going to come right back with some tips and tricks for this month of our Ask the Career Engineer. I'm going to pick up question two to answer, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Yep, I told y'all, I don't take me long to come right back. So remember, whichever vehicle you're enjoying this show on, thing you're looking at, subscribe, follow, and those types of things so we can always stay connected. And as I said, I'll pick a question that someone has emailed me, or if you have a career, life, or business question, hit me up anywhere in the world, any day, info@tcenow.com, and we are more than happy to answer them. Sometimes even those who catch me on replay, where y'all should really catch me live, but on replay, I'll even reach out and say and answer your question right there. Listen, let's jump into some of the business of what we have. Now, some reports, because of the day I'm doing this right now with you live, we'll have some new data that will come out tomorrow from one report, and the other will be this Friday. So, but for now, let me share how we're doing. So those of you career seekers, job changers, self-employed, even our business folks, you need to know the numbers so you can know where your people are, what's going on. So our unemployment for last month, again, the new numbers for this will show up this Friday. So if you're getting our newsletter, which you should, you're going to get the latest numbers that come out this week. But we're going to go on what we got right now. 3.9% unemployment. It did increase from the month before. It was around 3.7, but the numbers are still good. We have 275,000 folks that got hired last month. Looking to see how this trend happens for this month. Like I said, those new numbers show up the first Friday of every month at BLS. And BLS.gov is where you can get those numbers. In terms of open jobs, I want to make sure I didn't have a typo there. 8.9 million jobs were from the last report, the JOLT report, which is the job. You know, I know this job. Wait a minute. I know this. The joint report, labor turnover. Yeah, it's about joint. Yeah, hold on. It's about labor turnover and everything. Okay, I digress. Anyway, the JOLT report. What? You know, I know this stuff. Job openings and labor turnover. I knew I wasn't crazy. That will come out tomorrow. But right now, we still hover at 9 million. Yeah, I'm going to add a little point to the 8.9. Open jobs. These are jobs that have not been filled yet. And we do have our quit rate. Those are folks who are just leaving. I'm out of here for whatever reason. I'm quitting, going to something better. Still hovers at about 3.4 million. So those of you who are considering making a shift or a change, the numbers are still in your favor. But you still got to know how to work your brand so you can get noticed, so you can get that meeting, get that interview, and all those things. So I'm going to share those tips and tricks in a minute. Ooh, shameless plug. Talking about tips and tricks of how to do things, what can I, A Mind to Work, the Life and Career Planning Guide for people who still need the work. That's the clarifier for us. If you don't need to work, like I'm trying to figure out who don't need to work. Elon works all the time. Oprah works all the time. Even Mark. But us, if you need to generate some income generating activity to pay your bills, eat some salmon, and go have some fun every now and then, this is the book for you. It's 3.0. You can order it right on Amazon anytime. But you know what? We have a personalized copy. I'll mail to you with some free gifts by our Cash App or on our website. So do check me out at tcenow.com. You can get all the information about that. And let me sign a book and send it to you. In the continental U.S., no problem. Okay, nice stuff plug. Let me jump to some business. Here's what April this month, and I'm doing this now. So yeah, if y'all watch this in June or another time, I'm talking about April. But spring comes before summer. So we talked about like spring ahead last month. But April is all about spring into action, right? spring into action. So hopefully you got stuff sort of budding last month. Now's the time to put some action in it. So you've got to refresh those brands. Use this time of the season to refresh what you're putting out there in the atmosphere, online as well as offline, meaning, you know, how you put yourself together, the tangibles you might have. There are some people who still want to see a piece of a resume on a piece of paper. I've seen them. They're alive. They're around. But you want to make sure everything is fresh and updated, right? So, of course, every profile. I'm talking LinkedIn, but you may have profiles in other systems. You might be in memberships with organizations, or you've got a different kind of profile outside of LinkedIn. I'm talking for the career and professional spots. I'm not necessarily your Instagram. Well, if you're an entrepreneur, yeah, refresh that Instagram. It doesn't hurt you. But any place that you have a digital presence, now is a good time to go ahead and update those, showcasing your latest skills and abilities, right? Or relevant ones or new certs or things of that nature. And that's the thing you want to do. Now, one thing I got to say about all of you who are getting certifications and new degrees and all this good stuff, I love knowledge. Knowledge is power. But I believe at this push-up, applied knowledge is power. So, and all you're getting of getting these new skills and things of that nature, please have a place to apply them. So you now have a strength versus a potential, because that's the danger to me. I see all kinds of certs. And I know they're hot. There's some hot ones and you got people throwing stuff at you all the time. Very big companies saying, get this thing. But when I ask the question, well, when you've done that, what was the impact? Tell me about the gray stuff that you had to decide. And no one's had any application of the knowledge. I just think that's not a good idea. So, and all that refreshing of the brand, please make sure you have a vehicle or an avenue to apply. That's why I love internships and externships and, I mean, adult internship or volunteering. You can apply skills you've learned so you've got some real strength that you can promote, not just your potential. I mean, very important. Every month I'm saying this, and I'll never stop. I think I may have said flourish your networking. Now I'm saying network like crazy, like get connected. We have a lot of opportunities in our TCE Career and Business Network, which I invite you all to join. Check it out, tcenow.com. But if you don't show up to these networking opportunities, and this can, you know, how can you strengthen your contacts, right? You, being a member on the roll isn't enough. Well, not in today's uber competitive world that you're not just competing with the person like in your same degree or in your or in some other circle close to you. You got the entire world competing for great opportunities. So you got to show up to your networking. So and why? Couple reasons. Because it will strengthen your circles. If you've got some groups that you're really committed to, the more you're doing purposeful engagement with them, it strengthens your level of connection. Like you'll go from a contact to connection to maybe integration. So you've got to really do that. And it also keeps you in the know about all stuff that's in the know in your world, right? Because I'll ask people, what's hot in your world? Like, what's popping? What's the deal? Like, what's the newest thing? And folks go, well, that's not the right answer. We need to know. You need to know so you can be relevant. What kind of networking events can you attend? Oh, there's so many, right? You can't be everywhere, but do strategically choose some that have brought you some benefits, some value. Don't have to be the big conferences, which are great if you're going to industry events, but it can be things like boutique stuff. It's stuff that you are, you know, where you contribute, places you get joy. It may not necessarily be a job or business thing. There might be other places that you're like, for example, I had a little dinner yesterday for the holiday, and there was one person was getting looking for an opportunity. Another one is working at the same company that someone may have a potential opportunity. That was a networking event. Yes, we had chicken and salmon as we were having dinner, but hey, two folks from, you know, in the IT world had a conversation, breaking bread. That's what I'm talking about. Networking can be very, it doesn't have to be the traditional way you see it, but you've got to communicate your wants, your haves, and your necks, right? That's how that stuff happens. A third thing for this month is very important to help you bloom those skills I talked about earlier. You know, you want to refresh your brand. Well, what you going to refresh it with? Old skills? No, let's sharpen the skills. It's not necessarily about getting something new. You might have worked something for a while. And I often joke, The biggest skill thing I'm thinking about is like this phone thing, right? I mean, yes, it is an Android. For those of you who were curious, there are so many apps and things that the phones can do today that they couldn't do 3 years ago. So like, are you maximizing the utility of you staying in communication with folks on a business side, on a professional side, on a personal side? It might help you, right? I mean, the phone is your friend. It can help you. So, but all these other skills, I mean, there's tons of them that, you know, apps and things of that nature, but to go on your resume because they'll help your marketability. You can learn stuff on online classes. And I mean, there's just so much education opportunities out here from in non-traditional places, as long as it brings you relevant skills that are valuable that yes, you can then put on your brand, right? On your profile or that resume. It's very important to keep those skills sharp. We're not going to be able to learn something and just sit on it and say, oh, we got it. No, you have to stay sharp. Got to stay sharp to be relevant in today's world. This is for my entrepreneurs. I mean, you know, those of you who are, well, yeah, my entrepreneurs, my self-employed, my business folks, the content world. And I mean, and gosh, we are overburdened with content. I get you. But it is king, queen, jack, and the ace. It's everything. I mean, in fact, I was someone pinged me earlier about like, you know, to expand our brand a little bit more and everything. And I said, we want folks to watch our content, right? Who find value in our content. So I want to make sure it's high value content, not just get a whole lot of followers and a whole lot of peaks, like for people who really don't know that I wear a hat. You know what I'm saying? So that's my position. It might reduce my, I don't know. I may not, you know, there may not be 20 million people following us, but those who do, the content should be good. I mean, I'm hoping you're choosing us based on the content. So with my business people, small, large, and in between, you know, refresh, look at your content. Spring cleaning is great in the things we're thinking of doing. I've done my spring cleaning, still getting some dust out of a couple of corners on my entrepreneur side. What content work, what doesn't, what services work, what didn't, that type of thing. If something is broke, should you fix it? Do you need it? Maybe fix it. That's what I mean by spring cleaning, right? We've got dust everywhere. We need to clear, you know, get some vinegar and some water so we can see the window and see what's outside and make some informed judgment. So create fresh, engaging content, but it's also a good idea to clean up your house a little bit. I mean, right now with the sun coming through, I see stuff I didn't see before. Hey, thank you, sis, for being here. We get a lot of folks who watch us on replay. I try to come at lunchtime, but I realize it's not lunchtime everywhere. So if you have a question or comment, want to promote your brand, put it in the chat. I'll shout things out. But hey, Miss Nasa, thanks for being here. But I tell you, it's this type of thing. So first Mondays, we are here with you live. Oh my goodness, I just lost something. So yeah, so content is king and queen and everything. So watch your content, think about it, be strategic with it. High value content for me is more important than, like I said, someone just asked me, I can get you 20,000 followers. But I'm like, okay, why? Why would it? I mean, who doesn't want more? But I want y'all to want me because you really want me. Because you really want me, you know, that type of thing. So yeah, subscribe and all that if you find value in our content. I think we have good content, but you know me. I might be that person. So listen, ask the career engineer. I did, you know, I have a question, and it's a similar question that we had last month, which is similar to what happens each year this time. It's my graduates. And I got to tell you, I just saw my alma mater has a fantastic graduation speaker speaking this May to my alma mater, Norfolk State University. I'm feeling like, can someone please get me a ticket? I want to hear this lady speak. So, but to my graduates, which next month, y'all are walking down these aisles, May and June for the traditional student or those of you getting your graduate degrees or all that. So the market will have a whole lot of talent coming out this May. That's why I'm a big fan of don't wait till April and May to look for your job search. You need to do that stuff back in January because we got fresh talent. But again, I had a graduate asking for help, and I put 2.0 because last month I had a graduate asking for help. And this one shared they needed help. But here's the thing. Here's the thing I'm going to say to all my parents of the graduates, because those are the ones that are screaming the loudest, which is okay. I get you. You're paying all these loans and you've helped your student get what they have to do. And those of you who are just now starting, I won't beat you up too bad. If you're just now starting, start. take some of the things to heart that I've just said. Hopefully, every student has used their career services office in their university. You've paid good money for it. I just talked to my student that you need to go to that career office because I'm paying money for that, you know, because that's a service. And a lot of students wait till April of their graduating year to show up at the career services people who have been there the whole 4 years. So seniors, if that's what you're doing, fine, flood it today. But you made a big mistake, but there is hope. So you just got to accelerate your efforts. You've got to really get that resume out to more than 10 job opportunities. You got to really put your muscle into that hustle that you have. You've got to, because you waited now and you're going to have millions of people that's out. My sophomores or parents of people who are just going to college or in their sophomore year, hit the career services department today, like now. Summer jobs, whatever. Hit it now. Don't wait till last minute. But I'll say this to my 2.0 question, you know, make sure if you need help, I mean, you got your career services, but you know, there are people like me who are able to help you and help accelerate the process. In fact, for some students, I've already done some LinkedIn profiles, got their resumes rebranded so they can stand out. They have lots of potential. Some of you have good, solid strengths because you've done some internships in your field or you've done some externships, but the rest of you who may not, well, you do bring a fresh perspective to the workforce. You do. You got all this new stuff you just graduated with, right? So imagine fresh perspective, intellect, academics, and applied knowledge. Bam! That's powerful. So get out there. There are, like I told you, there's 8 million unfulfilled jobs in various industries, according to our Department of Labor and BLS, right? So the market is looking in your favor, but you got to get out there. And 10 job applications ain't enough. Y'all got to take that thing up. It is April. You got to take that thing up. But I have all the confidence and all the hope that y'all can do it. If you can't, something's going on, you need some help, definitely reach out to us, your career engineer. We have a free career or business clarity call because, yes, we do career coaching and business coaching. But you can find that at tcenow.com. It's free. It costs you nothing but time. Cost me money, but cost you nothing but time. But see, that way we can help you at tcenow.com to accelerate your spring so that you can bloom. I wish everyone who's watching this live and watching this later to have a powerful and purposeful week. Y'all notice I said purposeful, not just a week, but a purposeful week. That's more important, right? So we'll see you next month. Well, actually, not next month. First Mondays, I'll see you again, no doubt. But we may have some new content in between. So if you are enjoying us on particularly our YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any new content. I do have some more tips specific to this month that I'll share between now and the end of the month. So, you know, make sure you follow us. So you guys be blessed. Remember, don't get anxious, get prepared, have a powerful and purposeful week, and I will catch you next time. Thanks for watching our Career and Business Show. I hope you learned a lot about today's topic. If you enjoyed the show, please let me know by visiting our website, tcenow.com, and sending me an email. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for listening to this TCE audio. Make sure you find us at tcenow.com, tcenow.com. Don't get anxious, get prepared.